man. I gotta stop drinking soda, Tyler.
Well, this isn't soda, Sam.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking Olipop.
I have never heard of that in my entire life.
You've never heard of Olipop?
Mm-mm.
Olipop is a new type of soda. Instead of unhealthy additives and hard-to-pronounce chemicals, each can is packed with 9 grams of fiber, just 35 calories, and between 2 to 5 grams of sugar. Olipop is formulated with a proprietary formula of plant-based prebiotics that are scientifically proven to bolster digestive health.
You're joking.
Not joking. You can save 15% on your order with using our code, which is HERDSODA, which is H-E-R-D-S-O-D-A, at drinkolipop.com.
What are y'all waiting for?
Click the link down below and save 15% on your order at drinkolipop.com.
So welcome back to...
No. You're not...
About
you cannot do that.
Animals...
He's trying it. You think you can take my job?
Seven.
You think you can take my job? Well, listen. I understand that everyone's hearing this in January. But happy Pride Month!
Because we're recording in June.
Oh, boom, 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 boom. I would like to dedicate this season to both Cal, which is Tyler's beloved cat that passed away earlier this year, and unfortunately, my service dog passed away unexpectedly last week. So this season is for Coda and Cal.
Season
First
seven.
Of all, I had no idea what the heck an aardwolf was.
It's an aard and a wolf.
Never heard it in my life.
You've never heard of an aardwolf?
No. Ow. But I do know that they're kind of similar to jackals, right?
Yackles. Kinda, yeah.
Yacky boys. They're a type of hyena. These are types of hyenas that live in Eastern and South Africa.
And here's what one sounds like. So I don't think there is a group of what they're called, so I'm going to revert back to...
They are pretty solitary animals. Well, they have their own territories.
Well, yeah, I mean, they do. And since they're a group of hyenas, technically, I'm just going to go with the hyenas again, and it's a cackle, which is pretty spot on.
It's a cackle.
Cackle.
These animals do not hunt large animals. They eat bugs, specifically a type of termite.
Yeah, they're not that big, so I would understand why. They are also on the least concerned scale, which is also good. They are nocturnal animals, and they live in burrows during the day and emerging only at night to seek food, which is what nocturnal means, if the kids that are listening didn't know that. They are carnivores. And they are disgusting.
They can eat up to 300,000 termites a night.
Holy crap.
Hefty boys.
I didn't read that part. And they're also, by the way, I forgot to mention, aardwolf means earth wolf in Afrikaans and Dutch.
Small but mighty. They weigh anywhere from 22 to 30 pounds, but the ones that are in Southern Africa are usually a little bit smaller than the Eastern ones.
Correct. And on top of that, so the cool thing that I found out about this, Protellus comes from, so what I mean by Protellus, so its scientific name is Protellus cristatus. And Protellus comes from the two words of both Greek origin, meaning protos and telios, meaning complete in front. And it's based on the fact that they have 5 toes on the front and 4 toes on the rear. So complete on the front, which
maybe comes up. 5-toe boys!
So 5 toes on the front and 4 on the rear. Why is that a thing? Like, why are we... Never mind.
They have an extra one. To make up for the ones they lack in the back.
Scientists come up with the weirdest thing.
I do agree.
I don't know.
These boys use anal glands to mark their territory. They smear it on rocks, which is really gross.
That's why I said they're disgusting.
I can only think of, like, dogs when they need to get their booties cleaned out and how bad that smells. But I'm just like, ugh. And they do it every 20 minutes.
Yeah, I will also say they are pretty lazy as well. So their dens come from aardvarks, spring hares, and porcupines. So they just use abandoned dens.
They're squatters.
Dens. Yeah, they're just literally squatters. Yeah, they're just essentially nature's squatters, like natural ones.
You know what? Good for them. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
You know what? Let's do some good news.
Oh.
Have you heard the good news? With Tyler and Sam.
So the good news, pretty cool thing. The James Webb Telescope saw a water vapor plume, so a cloud above Saturn's moon in Enceladus. I hope I said that incorrectly. Spanning more than 6,000 miles. And their hope is that they can understand where this came from and understand if there is like building blocks for life in that water cloud.
Dude, space is so weird.
It is, but I also just want to know everything about it.
They know nothing. We really don't know anything.
No, I get that, but we could try.
We can try.
But yeah, that's the cool news and the good news. Back to the show.
Want to know something kind of cute about them, though?
What?
They, when they eat termites, they don't ruin the mounds because they don't want them to not have a home because they want them to repopulate. So they don't ruin their houses when they eat them.
How considerate, so they can do mass genocide again.
How kind.
How kind. I'm going to let you keep your home so you can make more so I can kill you all again.
Yeah, sounds like capitalism if you ask me.
And we're going to move on. Gestation moves or is 89 to 92 days, producing from 2 to 5 cubs, and they also produce during the rainy seasons.
I love, you know, turn on a little Jack Johnson, listen to the rainfall, have some babies.
Making banana pancake.
Let me tell you, little secret, the banana pancakes, they're babies.
Wait, what?
The banana pancakes are babies.
That's what that is?
I mean, I don't know, but it kind of sounds like it. Making banana pancakes. Pretend
lovely.
Like there's no world outside.
Why do you
I have
ruin
nothing
it?
Else.
Why are you going to ruin that for me?
I didn't ruin anything. You chose to be oblivious.
I remain that way. I have one more thing. So the main problem with aardvarks is that people that have livestock misinterpret that they are predators on livestock, which they aren't because they only primarily eat termites. So they're usually killed by farmers or they're usually killed by dogs protecting the farms. And they're also killed by insecticides, which is pretty interesting to me.
Hate that.
The oldest known recorded aardvark in captivity was 18 years, 11 months, almost 19 years old. Not much is known about the aardvark when it comes to ages living in the wild. I didn't see anything. I'm not saying that there isn't. I just didn't find anything. So if someone finds it, just leave us a comment in the chat because I couldn't find anything. But yeah, that's all we have on aardvarks. Hope we did some
fun
good research
guys.
For you. But yeah, welcome back to season 7.
I now know what an aardvark even is.
And
so
we're proud of
that's
her.
Nice.
But like we said, welcome back to season 7 and thank you for sticking around to 60 episodes of us talking about animals.
Finally, someone listens to us. Yammering on.
For once.
Now it's not
it.
Just our wives.
But
bye.
That is all we have for you. Goodbye now.
Bye.
Have You Heard About Animals is an educational podcast where we teach the importance of animals and human relationships. Sam and I have worked hard to create something that everyone can enjoy. So with that, please leave us a 5-star review. A review and what you think about the podcast. Have You Heard About Animals was created by Sam Splash and Tyler. All music is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sam Splash Records. Artwork is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sin Elric. Editing was done by Hugo.